The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
To work with us on your podcast, go to soundrebel.co.uk.
Hello and welcome to Triple Captain. Here we are then, the last game week of the season. If you still listen to Triple Captain at this point, well done you. You've listened to about how many podcasts now? This is like episode 40.
Game week 38 now.
Yeah.
So.
We've done so many podcasts. But here we are, yeah. Triple Captain. My name's Rich Wolfenden, football commentator. Usually joined by my colleague, Luke Jurdy. Sadly, he's in auditions for his show.
But is he rich? Is he rich, or does he just not want to give away what his moves are going to be ahead of the final game week of the season to the general public?
I was thinking that. Also, it's about 20 degrees in London, so he's probably sunning it up in the garden a little bit, or maybe a beer garden, maybe. But yeah, he's not with us today. We might hear from him later in the podcast through the form of a voice note, if we're lucky. And we've already heard Ben. Here he is, background Ben. As we used to call you, we don't call you background Ben as much anymore. You're very much foreground Ben.
Got to start getting better at FPL, that's why.
Yeah, how did you get on this week? We've still got a couple of games to play, we should say, at this point as well, by the way. Recording this on Wednesday morning.
Yeah, so we've still got Everton, Crystal Palace, Villa, Burnley and Chelsea, Leicester this game week to go. But I'm doing all right, 54 points on my free hit this week. Which is, you know, 26 is the average. I've actually gone up just under 50,000 places in one game week. I'm up to 257k overall. I'm still behind you.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, you are just a little bit. I've still got a few players to play. Thankfully, and I've got players to come off the bench, so hopefully those points will save me. Yeah, I've still got Schmeichel, Barnes, Zaha, Captain Ings to play. And yeah, like I said, Dyer to come in off the bench for Andy Robertson. Liverpool team last night against Southampton. I think like Matip started and Jota started. And other than that, and Alisson, I think. But he seems to have just given up on the league. But he could still win the league, Jurgen Klopp.
I don't know. Their second string team. I mean, Konate put in a shift last night at the back. You know, a very good replacement for Van Dijk. And you know what? The Greek scouser, Tsimikas, he was a great replacement on the back, left back. Then all across the pitch, you know, Hendo came on. Joe Gomez went off quite early and Milner moved from centre mid to right back because he can just play everywhere.
Oh my God.
They're still, you know, they're second string. That's why they're where they are. 89 points, Liverpool, 1 point behind Man City going into the final day.
It's absolutely insane. I mean, I was thinking this morning and it made me very sad, but I think Jurgen Klopp might be the best manager in the world. And that is very painful for me to say.
He might be too.
But anyway, let's not praise Liverpool. And let's not talk about Everton either, because that was a disaster. All right, let's talk about final game week then. So, it's going to be so nice. Everyone kicking off at the exact same time on Sunday afternoon, 4 o'clock, which means the deadline is 2:30 Sunday afternoon. And look at that. 20 teams in the Premier League all kicking off at the same time. That's so lovely. I suppose the best way to look at this is looking at the teams who've got things to play for. Is that the best way to play this final game week rather than just targeting the fixtures, which we do most of the season? So obviously there's still a lot to play for at the bottom and at the top of the Premier League.
Some really, really tasty positions, actually, because obviously you've got Liverpool and Man City fighting for number one, but you've also got Tottenham and Arsenal fighting for Champions League. Tottenham currently on 68 points, Arsenal on 66 points.
Mm. Ooh. And I don't think it's decided who's going to get the Europa League spots either, is it? I know there's the Conference League as like a fallback, but am I right in saying they're not sorted yet either?
Just having a look at that. So you've got Man United currently in sixth on 58 points. Seven is West Ham with 56 points. And then eighth, ninth and tenth. In fact, they're all pretty close. You've got Wolves, Leicester and Brighton, eighth, ninth and tenth.
Yeah, so it's all to play for, really, isn't it, in terms of the European places? But then also down at the bottom, you've got Leeds, Everton and Burnley, who could all, drop out by the end of Sunday.
Two points between Burnley and Everton. Everton currently in 16th and then Burnley in 18th with 34 points. Oh, should we start at the bottom of the table then? Because Burnley is still, obviously, Burnley and Everton have got a game in hand as we speak on Leeds. Because Burnley are playing Villa and Everton are playing Crystal Palace tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows what's going to happen? It's so hard to say, isn't it, down the bottom end of the table? But let's look at this. Let's go for Everton first, because I think that's probably the most difficult match out of the three relegated teams. They have to go to Arsenal. Oh gosh, please be safe by then, Everton.
Arsenal, who are playing for fourth.
Who are playing for fourth, but have been on the slide of late. They got thumped by Tottenham, didn't they?
Yeah.
And then they got beat by Newcastle the other night as well.
2-0.
Didn't look very good at all. Everton are going to be scrapping for it. And Everton did beat Arsenal last season at Arsenal, and they've beaten them this season already. And I think it's something stupid like 60% of Everton's points this season have come against teams in the European places or something mad like that. So it is possible, but they have only won two away league games all season, so I wouldn't really be banking too much on Everton for this game. He delivered at the weekend, Richarlison. He's probably the only man who really stands out other than that. Is there anybody in Everton colours who interests you? Maybe Gordon, I guess, because he starts most games.
Because he's cheap. On my free hit, I had Mykolenko, but not interested in having him any longer. I don't think against Arsenal.
No, he scored a worldie of a volley against Leicester. And then against Brentford the other day, he had a chance and he just hit it with his knee. So it might have been a bit of a fluke, that goal against Leicester. So what about Leeds then? They go to Brentford.
I'm predicting that Everton stay up.
Oh, I hope you're right. I hope you're right.
Leeds and Burnley, I think, have got a tougher week ahead of them. Leeds, obviously, they've only got one game, final day, on Sunday when they play
Brentford away.
And Brentford have been good at home. Tony's on one at the moment. I had a dream, actually, about Tony, that he was in the England team and he scored 5 goals in the World Cup final, which I'm not going to watch.
Oh my God.
I'm still not sure if I'm going to watch it or not. He's been in the gym between now and the winter in my dream. He was like the Hulk and you couldn't stop him. So I think that means that Tony is going to smash him past Leeds, which I'm delighted about because I feel like Leeds are a championship team.
Yeah, the players they've got aren't spectacular, are they? I mean, no one's got spectacular players down the bottom end of the table, but I think apart from the relegated squads already, I think Leeds probably have the weakest. I think if you're a team in the top half of the Premier League, who would you take from Leeds? You'd probably take Calvin Phillips.
Yeah, maybe Bamford, but then again, always injured.
Yeah, I don't think Bamford would improve. Maybe Bamford could go to West Ham or something like that because they haven't got another striker. That's the only other player I can see maybe moving on. It's hard, isn't it, for Leeds. I mean, Rafinha's the one again. If you're looking at attacking players, he's the man. I think Strike scored the late equaliser, didn't he, the other day? But you know what? When Everton played Brentford the other day, until Branthwaite got sent off, and it all went to pot, Brentford looked pretty bad. They looked pretty wobbly. So I feel like maybe Leeds could take advantage of that. And I don't think this is going to be a 0-0. Would that help Leeds? That wouldn't help Leeds. They realistically need to win because if they draw, I think they'll level on points with us.
Sorry, I'm just looking at the goal difference. Burnley have got a minus 18 goal difference. Leeds have got a minus 38 goal difference.
Yeah, so they can't draw, really. They need to win to stay up. All depending on the Burnley result, obviously, because they're already in 18th.
I think Burnley, they're going to have they've got Villa at Villa, and then they've got Newcastle. I think Villa are going to beat them tomorrow night. And where's the Newcastle game?
At Burnley.
Burnley are poor at home.
Burnley are poor at home. So it's so hard. They're gonna proper fight tomorrow, though, against Aston Villa, 100%. I'm not going to look at any Burnley assets. Maybe Pope, because he gets a lot of saves. And he's actually done quite well this season, Pope. He's got a fair few clean sheets. So you never know. Newcastle just might not turn up because they've done their job, haven't they? They've finished in the mid-table, I suppose.
Should we move up the table then? Should we talk about those in the Europa League spots? So just to confirm, Rich, what positions are we looking at for the going to Europa League? Top four get Champions League.
Yeah, so the top four get Champions League, then fifth and sixth get Europa League, and then seventh opens up for the UEFA Conference League.
So it's basically we're looking at Man United and West Ham here, aren't we?
Yeah, so, you know, Arsenal could still possibly jump into the Champions League spot, so they've got Europa League at least. I'm sick of talking about Manchester United on this podcast, honestly, because they're
Crystal Palace
so unpredictable.
Away. Yeah,
yeah. Could easily see Crystal Palace winning that one. Like,
yeah, you could.
You know, easily. I'm not interested in anything Manchester United. Who West Ham playing?
West Ham. They're playing Brighton at Brighton. I'm interested in Bowen. He looked good the other day. Really good. Like he just pops out of nowhere. Suddenly the ball's just, I mean, some amazing through balls to Bowen, but he was just all over, tenacious, like unstoppable almost.
Yeah, he was. He's definitely up there for me. He's nominated for Premier League Player of the Season, Jared Bowen.
I'm not surprised.
So he's done
two
really
goals
well.
Against Man City, who are looking like they want to be champions.
Yeah, it's insane. I don't think anyone saw that happening.
No.
Oh, yeah. God. I mean, Liverpool fans must have been so angry when they saw that own goal going.
Seafowl's never go to Anfield, is he?
No. Arsenal. Nketiah didn't have the best of games against Newcastle. Arsenal generally just didn't have the best of games the last two game weeks. But I feel like because of Nketiah's price range, he's probably still going to be in my team. Just because he's, 5.6 million, something like that. Saka's still very affordable.
Now, he can get the results. He obviously got two goals against Leeds in game week 36. They got battered by Spurs then later in the week. He's also against Chelsea when they were away at Stamford Bridge. He got two goals. So we can put him away, Nketiah, but then he does have quiet games. Newcastle, 1 point against Spurs, 2 points against West Ham, 1 point. Man United, 2 points.
Yeah, he's got a goal in him. It could well be his last game
against
for
Everton.
Arsenal. Really?
Well, yeah, I'm going to start him, yeah.
Okay.
I'm actually thinking of starting him over Saka.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Saka's so highly owned, though, isn't he? But I suppose at this point you want to make gains. You make them gambles, don't you? And hopefully it pays off for you. Well, hopefully not because you're playing Everton, but, you know, hopefully. For FPL points, it works
Ramsdale? Out. Ramsdale still interesting against Everton? Or are Everton going to put him away?
It depends who we have fit. It's so irritating because we're so light on the ground in terms of players who are fully fit. I don't know. Ramsdale's been a bit wobbly of late, hasn't he? Really conceded that goal against Newcastle where it was at his near post. I mean, it was an own goal, so he's unlucky. But Ramsdale's a safe bet, I suppose. I mean, you look at it, Everton are 16th. They've not got that much potency. They've got a terrible away record. A lot of it adds up for an Arsenal win. I'll put it that way. But it's just whether Arsenal have the intensity or the mindset to do something about it. And they have got a decent away record, generally speaking, this season, so it could be a good bet. Old Aaron.
We've got to talk about Tottenham. They've got Norwich. Norwich were down a few weeks ago. Aston Villa put the final nail in the coffin.
There's always a game at the end of the season, isn't there, where there's just goals galore. And this has got to be it.
It's got to be
like 5-0 or something. I'm going to look at Kane. I'm going to look at Son, Kulusevski, Lucas Moura's still in with a shout as well. There's so many players who you could pick for this fixture, but my advice would definitely be triple Tottenham, 100%.
Yeah, you got to do
and
it.
And probably captain Son or Kane.
Yeah. I've currently got two Tottenham players. I've got Kane and I've got Kulusevski. But Kulusevski worries me. He only played 11 minutes against Burnley. He played 71 against Arsenal, 84. I mean, 35 against Leicester the week before, 63. He's not getting loads and loads of minutes, Kulusevski. Yeah, but then at the same time, he doesn't need him always.
No, he came on and got a yellow card, didn't he, at the weekend, which must have been infuriating.
He did. Then against Leicester in 35, he had 35 minutes on the pitch and he got two assists.
He's a good footballer. But yeah, Tottenham triple up against Norwich. I think people will be able to work that one out for themselves. And then City and Liverpool, last game of the season. And there's going to be... You're going to Anfield, aren't you?
I am. Yeah, taking Alfie. Got tickets. Delighted. Could be either the most popular man in the stadium as an Aston Villa fan, or incredibly unpopular, depending on what happens at Villa Park.
Yeah. Oh, there's so many stories, isn't there? Like Gerrard being the manager of Villa and all for that final game against City.
I honestly think that we absolutely have it in us to hold them to a draw. Have it in us. And I can see Liverpool beating Wolves. Wolves didn't have a very good run out against Norwich last week. I can totally... The quadruple is still on. I can totally see it happening. The only thing that worries me about Liverpool is that Mo Salah's currently got a muscle injury, 75% chance of playing against Wolves.
I'm almost certain he's not going to start. He might come off the bench if he's okay for a little run around. Because, you know, I think he needs at least a little bit of match practice ahead of the Champions League final. But Klopp might not risk him. But you've got so many options at Liverpool, haven't you, who you can put money on. You know, you go Mane if you want another high transfer. But, you know, Jota's been good. Firmino's found a way back into the team. Diaz. But then again, he could just play the team he played against Southampton last night.
He's going all out. He's got to go all out. If he doesn't start his strongest team possible on Sunday, there will be uproar. Got to be his strongest team.
Yeah, you're right. No, I'll give you that. I don't give much chance for Wolves from an attacking point of view, so this could be a good chance to double up on Robertson and Alexander-Arnold, because they're just going to be absolutely flying down that left side. And because Wolves play with a flat back five, it's going to be very hard to get something through the middle, so they need to get the ball out wide. So I feel like it's perfect for TAA and for Robertson in this game. I don't know if you agree or whether you'd go for attackers.
I'm currently trying to work out how to get Son and Mane in on the last day.
Ooh, yeah, that's expensive.
Because I can take Salah out.
De Bruyne, because you want De Bruyne, right? You've got to have
you know what? I honestly think that Villa are going to turn out. I think that Villa are going to turn out against Man City, and it's not going to be an easy game for them. It's not going to be a walkover game. There's not going to be loads of goals.
No. I'm thinking maybe like a 1-0 or a 2-0, and it's going to be nervy because they know they have to win it. There's going to be so much in the mentality. And these City players, they don't have the best mentality in the world. You know, they're not like a Real Madrid who just go into every game just like whatever happens. The same with Liverpool. You know, it means so much to Manchester City still, even though they won the Premier League a handful of times now. I think I'm gonna keep De Bruyne and Son, as much as I'd love to get in another Liverpool player. I just can't quite afford it in the midfield or the attack, so I might move on. Cancelo and see if I can bring in Alexander-Arnold, although it's not that exciting, really, is it? Because everyone has Alexander-Arnold, if I'm looking to make late gains. So that's it, pretty much, in terms of the interesting fixtures. There is obviously other matches going on as well, which aren't as important, like Chelsea play Watford, which could be quite good. Leicester play Southampton. You know, Leicester beat Southampton 9-0, didn't they? You know, there's potential in those games as well. So, you know, I'm not going to be looking to move on Harvey Barnes or anything like that for the last game of the season. Or Jamie Vardy. I'd keep hold of Vardy, definitely.
He's a captain's armband on. Just by the way, I think my moves are going to be Salah to Son and Laporte to Robertson.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a clean sheet at Anfield.
Yeah, I agree with that. I can't look any any further than Liverpool defenders, to be honest. And my, he scored again, didn't he? Bloody Joel Matip.
Yeah, he did. And he's coming on for me. He's sitting on my bench with 11 points this week, Joel Matip. Oh. Absolutely. That is, without a shadow of a doubt, the best signing I've made all season is Joel Matip.
Yeah, he smashed it for you. Yeah, I might bring him in for the last game of the season because, you know, he could well be on for a clean sheet or maybe... Yeah, I'll probably look to bring him in.
He's got a total of 163 points, Joel Matip.
That's mad for a centre-back, isn't it?
Yeah.
How close is he to Van Dijk? He's got to be close to Van Dijk.
So he's the fifth highest scoring defender. I mean, this is pretty amazing. Out of five, you can guess who the other one is, but out of five, the top five scoring defenders, four of them are Liverpool. Alexander-Arnold, Van Dijk, Robertson, and then Matip. And Cancelo comes in at number two. Alexander-Arnold, 206. Matip, 163. A difference of 8.4 million to 5.2 million, Joel Matip. Unbelievable. What a
that
result.
That is mad, isn't it? That's their whole back line in the top four. It's ridiculous. Yeah. And crazy. Alisson's probably one of the highest rated goalkeepers as well. Yeah, Liverpool defenders, I think, have got to be a must for this because Wolves have been impotent all season as well. So, yeah, definitely Liverpool defenders for this.
If you like stats, by the way, we're getting more of those next week. We are doing a season roundup episode. And if you want to be on that season roundup episode, email me, ben@soundrebel.co.uk. That's ben@soundrebel.co.uk. We'd love to hear how your season has gone.
Yes. We'll put a note in the Discord as well, just for you to be reminded by. My captain, I'm probably going to look at Son. I don't think I can look beyond Son. I think they're pretty much... assured to get Champions League football now, aren't they? So this should be a walk in the park. Not expecting much from Norwich. Okay, let's hear from Luke Jurdy.
Yes, boys. I'm absolutely gutted that I can't be there for the final episode of the season, although we are doing another one, post-season reflections, end-of-season review. But just to update you on my situation, my free hit, I think along with a lot of other free hits this week, is going really well. Apart from my little punt on Luis Diaz not coming off last night, my team is doing good. I'm on 64 points. I'm back up into the top 5k, hoping to solidify that position with the remaining games this week. I think I've got about eight players left, including Captain Richarlison. Told you, Richarlison, smashing it. Fingers crossed for a top 5k finish. But if it ends up being top 10k, I'll be really happy as well. So game week 38, I think my only advice for game week 38 is just play your own game. I mean, anything can happen in one game week. Take your pick from captain options. I mean, Liverpool are playing a pretty dire Wolves team at Anfield. They need to win. Bless me. hay fever's hitting. Salah is obviously, if he's fit, is definitely a captain choice. If Salah isn't fit, Mane is a captain choice. Luis Diaz is a captain choice. Diogo Jota is a captain choice. I think, you know, there may be some nerves, but if they get a goal, early goal, then I think the goals could easily flow. Obviously, City have got a tougher fixture, I think, away at Aston Villa, but I think Kevin De Bruyne is a captain option. Do not take a punt on Riyad Mahrez. But yeah, I think De Bruyne is an option. I think, you know, Spurs play Norwich and they just need a draw to get top four. But they could run riot at Norwich, as we've seen with Norwich this season. So you've got Son as an option of a captain. He's my current favourite. Kane is an option for captain. And also you've got Leicester playing Southampton. Vardy back from injury, absolutely on fire. Wish I'd have put him in my free hit team. Thankfully, I put Maddison in last minute, so got his points. But yeah, Vardy, definitely a captain option against Southampton. It's at Leicester. They want to finish the season with a flourish, and it's Jamie Vardy. So there's loads of options this week to bring people in. I don't want to shout anyone specifically. Crystal Palace as well, play Manchester United. Palace are great at home. Zaha loves a goal against United. He's an option too. There's loads and loads of options for game week 38. So have a look at your stats. Play, do your way. Play your way. Watch match of the day. pick a couple of punts for game week 38, have fun with it, and enjoy it, because a lot can happen on that final game week. There are normally goals. So good luck, everyone, and I will see you for the end of season review.
Cheers, Luke. We will have an end of season episode. So, yeah, keep your eyes and ears peeled for that. Keep an eye on the Discord. Follow us on Twitter at FPL Triple Cap. Sorry this was a fast one, but it's very, very busy in all of our lives at the moment. All right, then, everyone. Final game week of the season. The deadline is in sight. Best of luck.